This is your boy. I am back. We are back with TDT, The Disputed Truth. We are back on. I think the last time we did something was, August 2018, right? We got new intro music. I know that slaps. I know you guys were gigging to it. I know you guys probably wanted the whole thing to ride out. Maybe I'll let the whole thing ride out at the end. But we got to get into this. And talk about what's been going on. Because I got to start doing this again. You know, I've been missing out. I had a lot of things going on. And I've been missing this. I've been missing it a lot. I've been kind of like, kind of hiding out. Like a little hermit. But I'm back, okay? Bear with me a little bit. I got some new equipment. Just working with it. Obviously, I've tested it out, but just working with it a little bit. You know, so it's going to be a learning curve, but you know, I've done my homework a little bit, and we should be good. So we're going to work with it. So you guys are probably wondering, what the hell happened to you, Maurice? What the hell happened to you, right? A few things happened. I moved out to San Jose. Place just too damn expensive, as everybody knows, and everybody's saying that to me now. They're like, Maurice, that place is just too damn expensive. And I'm like, yeah, I told your ass. And they're like, I'm thinking about moving up that way. I'm like, yeah, and you guys were looking at me like I was crazy when I said I'm gonna move to Tracy or whatever. And now everybody's talking about moving to the Valley because Tracy's just too damn, I mean, San Jose's just too damn expensive. So I live in Tracy now. A couple other things happened. As you guys know, 2017, I went on deployment. Some things happened on deployment where I had to get medevaced out of deployment. And I ended up going to Germany. When I got medevaced out of Germany to Washington, and then I got discharged from the military medically. The military kind of messed up on a surgery they did with me, and my life has changed forever from then. So I'm retired from the military. I try to go back to work for a year. A lot of the disabilities that I got from the military were being affected by my work. And I'm not going to bash my work. I'm not going to bash that company, anything like that. So I had to get out of that situation and figure out what I was going to do after. So right now I'm just going back to school, educating myself, and following a passion that I've always had. And I'm going to school back for graphic design. So I'm just, you know, doing what I do. And then I figured, why not start back on my podcast? You know, I still got a lot to say. And every day there's new things going on that makes me think about things, and I'm a regular person just like everybody else. So I know everybody has things to say. So I invite anybody to say what they got to say on the show. I have new equipment where I could talk to anybody. Now I can call people. We could do a video cast. We could do just straight audio, whatever you want to do. Just let me know what you want to do, what you want to talk about. I don't care. We could talk about anything on here. It could be comedy, could be anything. Anything you want to do, we could do it. So there's one thing that happened to me between my deployment and coming back home and being back home. I think I want to say we really noticed it in Washington, and that was my mental health. Now, I never noticed anything with my mental health, but a psychiatrist, I had to see a psychiatrist because when we get medically discharged, they go through all your health, everything. And psychiatrist told me some stuff about my mental health. I'm not going to get too deep into it, but that was one of my disabilities. And I didn't believe it. I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't want to tell my parents. I didn't want to tell anybody, you know. That's embarrassing. But what I will tell you is I built up the courage to tell people about it and to actually deal with it. And actually, the program I'm in for school, I have to deal with it. So, with that being said, I'm more open about talking about it and dealing with it. So what I suggest is that if you are dealing with mental health, that you seek professional help. I know everybody thinks that, hey, I can deal with this on my own. I can go ahead and talk to friends or whatever they want to say they can do or like that. But there's hidden things in there that you might not quite know because you're not a professional and you can't see because it's yourself. You know, it's hard to see things of yourself. So I just say get professional help, and then you don't have to talk about it to people. Do that when you're comfortable, but get professional help because it's real serious. You know, and depression, all that stuff sneaks up on you really quick. And it's a silent killer, to be honest with you. As far as the graphic design stuff that I've been getting into, I'm learning so much more. And my graphic design work is so much better now, but I have so much more to learn, and I'm super excited about it. It's fulfilling for me to do it, not even get paid for it right now, but just to do it, you know, especially when I'm doing like a positive message with my stuff, you know. It's very, very, very fulfilling, so to say. Now I don't want to stick on that so long because that's all about me, and as I do these podcasts, little things will come out about me and things I went through and everything like that. But what I want to do is like I want to tell you more about like the format of what I plan now. Before, when I was doing the Disputed Truth, I think I was jumping around a lot, in dabbling in this, dabbling in that, not knowing which direction I wanted to go to. But now I know what direction I want to go to. Obviously, I love politics. Everybody knows I love politics, and I can argue any which way you want me to argue. I could argue for something that I truly don't even believe in, just for the case of argument and a good conversation. I can do that, and we know I can do that, and I'm going to keep that in my format of my podcast. But also, you know, I like comedy. I like joking around. I like having people on I could joke around with, and we could play around and have some fun. You know, I mean, that makes people feel good to have some fun, to laugh and everything like that, right? But also we have to talk about the serious shit going on too. Too many people decide to not pay attention to the serious shit until the serious shit is so serious that you cannot avoid it. And that's the shit that we're in right now, right? Why everybody's sitting at home twiddling their thumbs wanting to get the hell out the house, and they're just mad as hell, or wondering what the hell's going on, wondering how the hell this happened, or they're just completely lost. Like I said, some people are having some serious mental breakdowns. Don't take that lightly. Seek help. But a lot of you didn't want to have conversations about serious shit. And now this serious shit has hit you like a ton of bricks, has fallen on you like a ton of bricks, stuck at home, stuck wherever the hell you're at. And now a lot of people are acting a fool, like, oh, I don't want to stay home. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't, whatever the case they want to say. And it's pretty ridiculous. You know, wear a damn mask. Who cares? Wear a damn mask. What is the problem with wearing a mask? I don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, not saying you got to walk around all the time wearing a mask. Is this when you're going to be in a dense area or a place where you can't keep that 6 feet distance? I would do it if you can't even keep like a 10-foot distance. I am vulnerable to the symptoms of this virus. So I wear a mask, okay? I mean, obviously, some of the things that happened to me, I'm very vulnerable to these symptoms. So if you don't, you have to think about it. You can say, oh, I think I'm good. I'm not worried about it. Well, you could have it and not know you have it and give it to someone else, including one of your loved ones, your grandma, whatever. And they might be susceptible to it and end up messed up. And then you find out a little bit later, you gave it to them, you feel rotten. And if you don't feel rotten, then you got other problems. You got even worse problems than what that you gave them that. You got problems internally and mentally. So, the coronavirus, obviously, is what I'm talking about. What do I feel about it? There's multiple things I personally feel about it. I necessarily did it come from China. I would say it probably did. Was it something malicious that came from China? I would say no. I would say no. Could it be something that was malicious? It could be. But I would say no. Was it a manufacturer thing? If it was, I don't think it was something that they purposely did. Was it? It was something that they could have probably been more open about and could have let us know and let the world know about a lot more, so that way we could understand it more. But even if they did, what could we have done better? And not what could we have done better. Could the guy that we have in there done anything better? And would he have done anything better with the administration he has? He has a temporary, part-time, shattered administration. You know, I mean, he's got all these temporary people because he doesn't want to go through Congress and he doesn't want to do all that to have the right people in there. So he's found kind of a way to go around the way to do things. And this is some of the consequences of what he's doing. But America's been asleep at the wheel of this, you know? So this is some of the consequences that we have to pay for being asleep. And for the experiment that we ran for 2016, the experiment that we ran, saying we don't want somebody that's a politician that we are that's a politician. We want somebody that's different, right? That's what we said. That's what we wanted. Now we're getting what we wanted. And now we have to face the consequences of getting what we wanted. The experiment failed. Pretty much the experiment failed. So now we need to go back to the drawing board and figure out what we got to do, right? It's a nasty situation because people are dying. You don't want to be political about this situation because people are dying, right? But there's a political part to it that people are dying. Will people have died from this virus either which way, no matter who was in there? Yes. But the impact might be less. The control factor might be better. The problem here is the testing. And when are we going to really start testing? Like, personally, I believe I've had it. My wife believes she's had it. We believe we had it sometime around February, right? But we're not sure. I mean, and if we did have it, who did we spread it to? Who did we get it from, right? And does that mean if we did have it, can we go back to work? Can we go back out in society? Can we go and start living a more normal life? See, these are the questions that need to be answered, and by now they should be answered. But you got some crazy stuff going on here. So how do I feel about government in this? States and federal? I don't believe there should be really much of a separation because it's not something that is bordered by states. This is not something that's bordered by states. It's pretty much it's something that's not bordered by countries, to be honest with you, because as we can tell, it started in China and ended up here. So why would you think that governors should be running this when as a country couldn't even govern that? So yeah, it should be a federal thing. But I think the governor should be reporting to the federal, you know. I don't think federal should be micromanaging. I don't think federal should be micromanaging, but the governor should be reporting back, and then federal should be controlling the whole thing. And I know that people are going to be like, well, I don't want to live in a militarized state or whatever the case be. Those people are just silly, because at the end of the day, the people protesting about whatever, and I understand that you need to make a living, you need to make money, and you need to pay your bills and all of that. I definitely understand that. I understand the stress with that. You got kids, they're hungry, you need to eat, and medical bills, and that whole medical thing is a whole nother podcast. That's a whole nother podcast, and that's just absurd right there. And this is just showing the weakness of our medical system, and it makes me so angry. That's a whole nother podcast right there. But I understand. I definitely understand the financial situation, but what's a financial situation if your health is on your deathbed? What is your financial situation at that point? Especially if you have to pay for your health care, what is your financial situation at that point? Not very good, right? Exactly. Exactly. Money is nothing at that point. When you don't have your health, money is nothing. Ask Steve Jobs. So, yeah, that's how I feel about the federal and the state. You know, I think federal should have the lead on that because it's not a state problem. If it was a problem like, okay, you had fires, California fires, or you had flooding in the South, like in Mississippi or something like that, then yeah, that's a localized state problem. But you have this problem through the whole damn country. There isn't one state that doesn't have a case. There isn't one state that doesn't have a death. Okay, so, and we don't know how many cases there are in each state because some people have it and show no symptoms. So this is a federal problem, right? Okay, and it's detrimental to our country, actually, because look what it did to our economy. So it's a federal problem. Now, I understand why Donald Trump put it on the governors. It's pretty simple. It's a cop-out. This dumbass is thinking about the election, right? That's all he's thinking about. That's all he's thinking about. How can I get reelected? And trust me, he doesn't really care about being reelected. He's scared as hell that if he doesn't get reelected, he's going to end up in jail in New York for his tax evasion and all that stuff. But he is just thinking about his reelection. That's why he's like, I need the economy back open. I need America back open so I have something to say positive. You have nothing to say positive, dude. There's 70,000 people dead. And the numbers are climbing. And they're going to climb even more. Now, shutting down the country or this social distancing or whatever they want to call it doesn't stop people from dying. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't stop people from dying. It doesn't stop people from getting sick. What it stops is the healthcare system from being overrun. Okay, now, once you get such an influx all at once, the healthcare system gets overrun, right? And at that point, they can't treat people. They cannot treat people, right? So if they can't treat people, people are just dying now. People that could have been saved, that could have been helped, they're just dying, right? So now the numbers go up exponentially, right? Because you just can't give them medical care because the medical system's just so overrun. And that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at by opening everything back up. And that's just crazy. Last point I want to make. So when I was on deployment, obviously I was in Africa, Northeast Africa, Horn of Africa, still like very close to the Middle East. So we take malaria medication to suppress malaria. All right. Almost like the stuff that Donald Trump's touting. I think he said something about it yesterday, May 4th. Today's May 5th. Hey, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. But anyways, so he's been touting this hydroxychloroquine, right? Malaria drug. And they've been talking about it and they've been saying like this drug's no good. It's not good for this. But for some reason, he keeps talking about it. I don't know if the dude has stocks in it. One of his kids has stocks in it. Someone he knows has stocks in it and he's going to gain off of it. I have no idea why he keeps touting it, or he's just such a narcissist to say, if I've said something, it has to be right. But I don't know. I don't know why he just keeps saying this shit. Or he, like, some days he doesn't take his medication and he just keeps going back on this. But check this out. So, like I said, I'm kind of a bookworm. Kind of when something comes across my way, I read it real quick just to see what's up with it. And I get a lot of emails from the military and military.com and all this, right? Because now I'm a disabled veteran or whatever the case be. So I remember last year, I couldn't remember exactly what month it was, but obviously it was sometime probably around February, March. I got this email about malaria drugs, 2019, March-ish, around March-ish, 2019. I got this email, military.com, that they were doing a study on all the malaria drugs that they give us, that they give military members that go overseas, Middle East, and all these other countries, right? The effects of it, because they believe that it's enhancing PTSD and all kinds of stuff like that. So I'm over here like, what the hell? You know, when I first read that, I was like, dude, I knew something was up with that medication, because people were talking about nightmares and all kinds of stuff with when they take that medication. Me personally, I didn't have anything. That medication was whatever for me. But a lot of people were talking about all kinds of weird stuff with that medication. And I was like, wow, maybe they shouldn't be giving people this medication. I don't know. But then I actually did see somebody with malaria. And that dude looked like he was going through an exorcism. So, okay, the drug is better than the effects of malaria. So, yeah. But with that being said, in the email, they talked about doing an 18-month study of the effects of these malaria drugs on people's mental health. 18-month study. I think the study was starting in January of 2019. So that means that study is still going on. Hydroxychloroquine was one of the drugs that they were talking about. And there was, I think, about four other malaria drugs they were talking about. That means that test, that study, should be done in June. Why are they pushing a drug? Hold on. Not they. Why is Donald Trump pushing a drug that's under study for enhancing PTSD, mental health issues, without any proven fact that it helps people with this disease? Why would he do that? And here's the good part. I'm going to put the link in my podcast so you guys can read it. I'm going to keep this one short. You guys know I usually do a long podcast when I have a guest with me. Next time I should have a guest with me. I'm going to be trying to do these probably once every other week for now. We'll see if I start doing them every week. But I should be doing them once every other week. Yeah, I'm going to keep this one short. And go ahead, go to that link, check it out. I don't bullshit. As you guys know, until next time, keep it safe. Stay your ass in the house. And if you do go out of the house, especially go grocery shopping, if I see your ass without a face mask, you might get one of these. And if you don't, I don't know. You might get another punch to the gut. And I'll slip the breath out. All right. Peace out.
better wear them face masks. But get one of these. Another one.